For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Sudan faces multiple problems, even though the peace is still intact. The issues include genocide in Darfur, an emergency food and housing crisis because of returning refugees, a long rainy season, and the expansion of Islam. Persecution Project Foundation's Matt Chansey says the time is now for Christians to be involved, as many of the relief groups have been forced out. Pray that God would continue to provide for his people through the ministry of the church. And reports are coming out of Tanzania that witch doctors are being used to influence the election. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says the practice has proven troublesome for their missionaries. It's a culturally accepted norm throughout the continent, even among those who call themselves Christian, says Vinton. The churches are returning again to teaching about the nature of God, salvation and the awfulness of sin and how it came into the world. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.